Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is Monday. Praise God. Thank God for Monday. Amen. I remember when I was out working in corporate America, we used to say, thank God it's Friday, TGIF, and I am here to say TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. It's a good day. It's a good day to be alive, as my friend Reggie Brown used to say. He used to say, it's a good day to be alive. Amen. Aren't you glad that God woke you up this morning and that he woke you up in your right mind and put your feet on that floor one after the other and started you on your way? Aren't you glad? Aren't you so glad for life on today? I know that I am. I know that I'm glad, and not only am I glad for life, but I'm glad to be in the kingdom of God. I'm glad for life more abundantly, amen, and I am glad for life eternally. So often we get caught up in what's going on in our lives, and we forget to be thankful. We forget to begin to praise God for what he's already done. And that's a word for somebody out there on today. You're waiting for God to do something. You're waiting for God to move, to bust a move in your life, in your situation. You've been waiting on the Lord for a while, and you're waiting for God to do something. And I want to tell you to be of good courage. But more importantly than that, I want to tell you to have an attitude of gratitude while you're waiting for God to do that next thing. Go ahead and remember what God has done for you already. Go ahead and put your mind on rewind and think about some of the things that God has already brought you through. He's already done so much for you. God has already done so much for you. And I just want to assure you that as you begin to be grateful for the things that God has already done, you will be able to receive what it is that he is yet to do. Amen. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on God. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. So often we get distracted by what we don't have and by all the bad things that are going on around us and all of the horrible things that are happening to us. And the fact that people are not remaining committed to us in our lives. And, you know, you have people walking out on you, and you have people who don't want to be a part of what you're attempting to do for the Lord. And you even have people that you thought were on your side, and you looked around, and they were nowhere to be found. And that happens. That is life. Let me tell you, that is life. People have so much going on that, and most of the time, it's not even anything against you. It's not that they don't like you anymore. It's not that they don't believe in you. It's not that they're not being faithful to the call that God has on your life. It's just that they can't handle life on their own. So many people are going through so much that they can't get in your corner because they can't even stand up in their own corner. And that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. There are times when people want to be supported, but there's so much going on with them that they don't have anything left for you, and that's the real deal. So I just want to caution you before you start talking about who's not in your corner and how so-and-so did such and such a thing. Just put yourself in that person's shoes for a minute, just a minute, and really look at life from their eyes, from their viewpoint, because you may just find yourself surprised to find that not only do you need them, but they also need you, because everybody needs somebody, amen. We all need somebody in this life. We all need somebody to root for us, to tell us to continue to press forward. We all need somebody to put that perpetual hand in the center of our backs and push us forward towards our destiny. We all need somebody to pray for us. We all need somebody to talk to us, just to talk some things out. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk things out with. We all need somebody. And maybe today, you can be that somebody that somebody else needs. Maybe you can be the one to pick up the phone and say, hi, how are you doing? I've been thinking about you. What's on your mind? What's going on? Can I pray for you, or can I pray with you? Amen. Sometimes we just have to reach out. We have to show ourselves friendly in order to have many friends. Amen. And praise God. That wasn't planned, so I know that that's a word for somebody. I didn't have that written down or anything. As a matter of fact, I don't have anything written down today. Normally, I come with a set purpose for what I'm going to talk about today. But what I'm going to do today is just talk to you about God and your walk with God and even life. You know, some of us are having a hard time with life, and some of us are having a hard time holding on to faith, believing that there's anything better at the end of this mess that we're trying to make our way through right now. Some of us are just having a hard time with faith, and I want to talk to you about that. I want to encourage you in the Lord, amen, and I want you to call me. I'm opening up the phone lines right now at the beginning of the show because I want to have a dialogue with you. I have some guests coming on this week. I have a guest on Wednesday and I have a guest on Friday. I'm looking forward to it. On Wednesday, we're going to be talking about the finances. We'll be talking about kingdom prosperity, or even just to break it on down a little bit more, how to get a handle on your money. Amen. Because sometimes it seems like we have holes in our pockets. Have you ever felt like you had holes in your pocket, and when you looked up, you didn't have as much money as you thought you did? Amen. Because some of us we're spending faster than the money comes in, and sometimes the bills are coming in faster than the money comes in. So I have a guest coming on Wednesday, Barbara Green, and she is going to be talking to us about financial prosperity, amen, or kingdom prosperity, or getting a handle on your money. You name it, we'll claim it, amen. We will do that show. We are going to do that program. And then on Friday, I'm looking forward to having a woman come on. She's a pastor. She's a former prostitute. And I'm really looking forward to having her come on Friday to talk to me about how her life has changed. She's the author of a book, Why I Shout, which has her testimony and words of encouragement for anyone who's walking through anything in life, because we don't all have the same story, but guess what? Everybody has a story. Amen and praise the Lord. I'm going to open up the phone lines. The number is 646-652-4832. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. I magnify your name. God, you're worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. And I just take this time to say thank you for being God in my life. I thank you for power in the word. I thank you for each and every person that will tune in to listen, whether they listen live or via the archive. Father God, I ask that you bless each person that listens. Father God, I ask, Father God, that you raise up on the inside of each and every individual and make yourself also real to each and every one of us in a way that is beyond human comprehension. You said that you have taken the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So we want that. I want that, Lord. I want that in my life. I want that kind of power that Jesus Christ walked the earth with to heal the sick and to open the eyes of the blind, to cast out demons and to give hope to those who were totally hopeless. Father God, I want that power, and I believe that there are some who are listening who want that same power. So, Father God, we ask that you take control over this 30 minutes, this power in the word segment, and let your will be done. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Let those who are under the sound of my voice who are sick be healed in Jesus' name. Let those who are under the sound of my voice who are financially strapped have more than enough to meet their needs and to give some away in the name of Jesus. And encourage the troubled heart on today. I give peace and joy in place of worry and distress. And Lord, at the end of the day, we will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I lift up this prayer. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. And I just want you to call in. I want you to call in. I'm going to give you some time to call. And while I'm doing that, what I'm going to do is I have a friend, Steve West, who has recorded a CD, and the name of the CD is Go to Heaven. And what I want to do is play one of the selections off of the CD. As soon as I can get that up, I may be able to get that working for you on today. But I just want to share with you what God is doing in the kingdom. This song blessed me. It blessed my heart, and it encouraged me. And I just want to share it with you as we move forward. Amen. Be blessed. It's called You Try the Rest. Now try the best. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, now I have pushed the play button twice, and it hasn't started playing, so I'm just going to assume that it's not working. Maybe I should try it one more time. What do you think? Let me try it one more time. See what happens here. Play. Okay. So it's not working right now, okay? Okay. So I'm going to move forward with the program today. I wanted to play that, but it's not working. So we're going to move forward. Amen? We're going to move forward. I want you to call me today, and I want you to talk to me about your most pressing challenges. And again, this is a live show. I'm live between the hours of 12 o'clock noon and 12:30. I want you to call me at 646-652-4832 and talk to me about your greatest challenge in life. What is the thing that's challenging you the most as you go about your daily business of being alive? Being alive, you know, we are, the Bible tells us that we are not of the world, but we are still in the world. Amen. And we have to live our lives. We have to live our lives on a daily basis. And sometimes it gets difficult. People talk to you about having faith. And the Bible tells us in the book of John, Jesus tells us to let not your heart be troubled. He says, have faith in God. Have faith also in me. Amen. So Jesus is telling us to not be discouraged, to not be troubled by the things that are happening in our lives, but to continue to have faith in Him, to continue to have faith in God the Father and the promises that God the Father has over our lives. But if the truth were to be told, most of us would admit that we have some days that faith is kind of like far away from us and we just can't reach faith. We can't get into a state of having faith. As a matter of fact, we just want to, most of us pretty much get to a point sometimes where we want to throw up our hands and quit. I don't know if you've ever been there. Maybe you've arrived. I have not arrived, and I've never gotten, I've gotten to the place where I've had peace on more days than I haven't had peace, and I thank God that I've had more good days than I've had bad days. But I must admit that there are times in my life when I get to that perpetual wall, when I hit the perpetual wall, when I get to the point where it's like, I don't know how much more of this I can take. I don't even feel like going through this any longer. Like Paul, when Paul talked about having a thorn, and he says, I asked God to remove this thorn from me, and he told me that his grace was sufficient for me. And you know, I know you know about grace. I mean, how many of you out there have something in your life that you're just going through the motions with? You're putting up with it, and you know that it's only the grace of God that is allowing you to continue to have joy in the midst of that situation. You know that it's only the grace of God that brought you through that great disappointment that you had to go through earlier this year, or even on last year, or even 5 years ago. You know, it's only the grace of God that's keeping you from worrying about how you're going to pay your bills. You know that it's only God's grace that is keeping you moving forward to do that thing that is so huge that you know that you can't do it in your own strength, that it's going to take God to accomplish the goal that you have set for yourself. How many of you are in grace or walking in grace? I know I'm walking in grace right now in the name of Jesus. I know that God has called me to do some things. Right now I'm doing radio at least three times a week. So I'm doing four shows a week, and it will soon be five. And I'm running the radio station, and I pray that you're being blessed. I pray that you're being blessed. Listen to Power in the Word, and invite some of your friends to listen and have them to call in. Have them to call in. Write the number down, 646-652-4832. And you can call me any Monday, Wednesday, or Friday between 12 noon and 12:30 to talk about God or to get a prayer, have me pray with you or pray for you. But right now I'm walking in faith. I'm running a radio station. I have a publishing company. I have a new book coming out, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. I'm very excited about this new project. It's not like anything that I've ever done before. It's actually a motivational book that inspires you to move forward to the next level in your life. No matter where you are, it is my belief that you have not yet tapped into your full potential. And I've written a book to get you to the next level, amen, to help you get to the next level. And I have the older books, Nobody's Business, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, that I'm still fulfilling book orders for, praise God. And my husband and I have a motivational speaking company, and people are calling me. I'm getting calls to go all over the world, to go all over the world to preach the gospel and to minister to women's ministries, to do retreats and conferences. And I praise God for all of that. I praise God. Hallelujah. But don't you know that it takes grace? It takes God's grace for me to do all of the things that He has called me to do without breaking. I have to continue to be a mother and a wife. I have a house here, a big four-bedroom home that I have to keep clean, and I have to cook. My husband comes home looking for a hot cooked meal, and I have children. I have a 20-year-old who is in college. I have a 28-year-old who lives in Texas, and she has children. I have a 14-year-old in high school and an 8-year-old who's in grammar school, and I have to be a mother, you know. But don't you know that it's the grace of God that allows me to do all that I do? And believe me, I have problems. I want to just set the record straight. This is not a pie-in-the-sky show where I'm going to get on here and tell you there's power in the Word. You have the power to press forward, and you'll never go through anything. That's a lie. You will go through. Oh, yes, you will go through. But the power that is to be found in the Word of God is going to bring you through victorious. Amen. Amen. And when I think about all that I have to do, my friend, when I think about everything that I have to do, I think about a woman in the Bible, the Proverbs 31 woman. And when I used to read about her, I used to get quite upset because I used to be like, no one is that perfect. No one can do all that this woman does. No one can do all of these things. It sounds like the commercial, I could bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan, and never let you forget you're a man. That's a high order. That's a huge order. And when I read about this woman, and I'm going to share with you the scripture from Proverbs 31, verse 10, says, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Amen. Amen. And that's a tough order to fill. That's some big old footsteps to fill. Amen. Those are some big footsteps to follow. But you've got to catch this. All of this, the things that this woman does, she cooks, she cleans, she prays, she is an investor, she's an entrepreneur. This woman sews, and I haven't picked up a needle and thread in a long time, but she sews, and she does all of these things, but and her children and her husband praise her, amen. But we would think that it's unattainable, men and women, but we have to realize that it's very attainable, because it says right here in verse 30, it says, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Your power, and this is not just for women, men or women, your power is to be found in your fear of the Lord. Not, I'm so scared of God, but I have a reverential fear of the Lord, so much so that I'm in awe of him, so much so that I respect the word that is contained within the Bible, so much so that I want to please him. Amen. That's what the fear of the Lord is, that you know that God is God. You acknowledge that he is God, and you don't play with God. You're not playing games, and you're going after being pleasing in the sight of the Lord. When you have that, then you too will receive praise and honor. Amen. You have to know that God is no, being a child of God is nothing to be taken lightly. And I'm very serious about this today. I'm serious about this, and I want you to call me. You still have a few minutes to call in, 646-652-4832. But until you call, I'll continue with my commentary. I want to encourage you in the Lord today. I want to encourage you to draw near to God. I want to encourage you to really take your relationship with God seriously. I want to tell you that your power does not lie with the man or the woman of God that preaches in your church on Sunday. They are to be honored. Yes, they are to be honored, because the teacher is worthy of honor. And one who shares with you from the gospel is worthy of double honor, because this person is really put in place to equip you and to empower you to go out and do, be, and have everything that God has called for you to do, be, and have. It's just that simple. But you have to get it for yourself. You cannot live vicariously through your pastor or through the minister at your church. You have to catch the vision. You have to catch it for yourself, and know that God has a plan for your life. God wants to use you for his glory. God wants to have you be like this Proverbs 31 woman, or like a David, if you're a man, and you can't really relate to Proverbs 31 woman. But David was a man after God's own heart, and God used David in a mighty way. He was a man of valor, and she's a woman of virtue. And God wants to use you like that. God wants your life to be so brilliant. Brilliant. I said brilliant. God wants your life to be brilliant, to shine in such a magnificent way that women and men will look at you and say, what must I do to be like her? What must I do to be like him? I mean, people will look at you and envy your relationship with God. They'll want what you have. And it's not for vain glory or for you to get the glory, but it's for God to get the glory. God wants to make your name great so that he can get the glory in your life. And if you're not a Christian and you maybe can't really relate to what I'm saying, I believe that God, through his Holy Spirit, is going to open it up so that you can understand what I'm saying. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's not just talking about feats, going out doing works. It's talking about being able to withstand the plan of the enemy, being able to stand up in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of spiritual attack or people coming against you, being able to stand when you know that the sheriff's office is on their way to your house, with a foreclosure notice, being able to stand and have faith in God, trusting in God. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. If I've said nothing else, that's the thing that I want to make clear to you on today. I want to make it very clear that you have to trust in God. Trust in God. And Christ said, trust also in me. And what does that mean? You have to also trust in the power that is to be found in the Word of God. You have to trust in Jesus Christ. John, the book of John, chapter 1, starting with verse 1, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. They're talking about Jesus Christ. They're talking about the coming of the earth, the coming to earth of Jesus Christ. And when you open up your Bible, you are encountering Jesus Christ face to face. When you begin to read your Word, if you want to know Jesus, read the Bible. If you really, really want to know Jesus and you want the power of Jesus Christ to be not indwelling, because Jesus Christ dwells on the inside of every believer, but if you want the power to be activated in your life, if you want the power of Christ to be activated in your life, spend some time in the Bible. Spend some time reading the Word of God. Spend some time meditating on the Word of God. Spend some time eating the Word. What do I mean when I say eat the Word? Eat the Word. Digest it. Chew on it. Meditate on it. Eat. Fast. Lay down your plate. Turn on your plate and eat the Word for lunch. Eat the Word for dinner. Fast with the Word of God. And let that Word pray and say, God, make your Word become oh so real to me. Let that Word get up on the inside of you and dwell on the inside of you. Amen. Amen. And when you get that, when you get to that point, nothing will be able to sway you. Your faith will be so strong because you will be totally inundated in the Word of God, and that Word will be saturated into your system. We need to be empowered, and the only way that we're going to be empowered is by trusting God and trusting in His holy Word. Amen. And getting into the Word of God and letting that Word get into us. Amen. The devil wants to stop you at every turn. And I don't say that to scare you, but if you've been feeling defeated lately, I want to give you these words of wisdom, these words of advice. I want to say to you that your power has to be built up on the inside of you on a daily basis. And if you're not eating right, if you're not working out, exercising, if you're not feeding your mind with the power to be found in the Word of God, if you're not praying, if you're not attending church, if you're not totally sold out to Jesus Christ, then you're working with minimized power. And today I want to encourage you to maximize the power. Amen. Maximize the power. Begin to take better care of yourself. Begin to eat right. The Bible says we should prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers. Take 30 minutes every morning and take a walk, or get on a treadmill or a glide, or do some exercise. Get some rest. Get 8 hours of sleep. Go to bed. Go to bed at night. Don't stay up late worrying about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to come, and it's going to come. There's nothing you can do about it. But at least if you get some sleep, you'll have some strength to deal with the day. Amen. Get into your Word. Read your Bible again at the beginning of every day on a daily basis. I tell people, stay there until you feel God. Amen. Until you feel a quickening in your spirit. And then pray. Spend some time in prayer. Amen. Tell the Lord about your troubles. Tell Him about your concerns. Amen. Tell Him about your weaknesses. And watch God give you strength. Watch God give you power. That's it for today. I just came to encourage you. Amen. Didn't come to stay. I only get 30 minutes, but I came to encourage you, and I want you to know that God does have a great plan for your life. Make the most out of every single opportunity to activate the power in your life. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Have a great day. Peace.